Grab the right pot, Justin. To the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the Torchwood to my hovering goat, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Brains.
Kevin has become my Plants vs. Zombies 2 Garden Warfare. Is it Garden Warfare 2?
Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
Yeah. He has become my tech support. My son's, we had a get-together on Memorial Day last time we recorded a show.
It's like an old-fashioned 1-900 number where you used to call to get game tips, but I don't charge you.
I think I did those one time, and I remember being severely disappointed when I called. And I think I had money, so I tried to put, wasn't there also one of those in the Game Power magazine?
Yeah, when I picked up Psychonauts, that game came out in like 2000, I think, for the Xbox. Mm-hmm. It had one of those phone numbers on it. Yeah. In 2000. It was a one to get game tips and everything. I called it. It don't work.
Was it just like a, why are you calling this number line?
I expected it to be a metal worker shop. I was like, it's going to be some guy that just took over the phone number. And no, it was just nothing.
I wonder what would happen if you called the Game Power. I wish I had a Game Power magazine.
Oh, we can get
that
it.
We could call the phone number on.
Open up eBay. Boop, 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 boop,
right?
Boop,
just
boop,
buy
boop,
one.
Boop, boop.
I also remember all the hubbub about the Game Shark where you would put in this. I think it came around Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
You would plug in the Game Shark cartridge, and then on top of that, you would put your actual game cartridge.
Like the Game Genie?
No, but I thought it was called the Game Shark.
And then you put in codes and things?
Yeah.
Well, the one I knew was Game Genie. Maybe there was also a Game Shark.
Home and Google it.
Google lied to you.
G-double-L-O.
By the way, I cannot get tired of all the Google jokes in Arrested Development.
They're so great.
If you guys aren't watching the Arrested Development series on Netflix, you're doing something wrong. it is so good.
Yeah, I don't binge watch TV, but when I do, Arrested Development.
Game Shark.
So oh, there see, it is.
Yeah, so you would set that on top, and then you would plug that in.
Interesting.
And maybe the Game Genie was like a different.
Well, it was for cartridges.
Sony, PlayStation, and Nintendo game. But no, I thought it was the Super Nintendo or something.
Cartridges.
Oh, here we go. When the original Game Shark was released, it came with 4,000 preloaded codes. Codes could be entered, but unlike the Game Genie, codes were saved in the onboard flash memory and could be accessed later rather than having to be re-entered.
That was super annoying with the Game Genie. Every time you put it in, you had to go through the game menu and put in the game code. There was no flash memory.
Well, then what's the point? Did it have the code in it to tell you what it was?
It had some codes. You could choose some codes, but you would also like... we did a thing about it, about how what it was doing was like messing with the source information of the thing. And so it was like bending things.
So you could, your Game Genie, but that's what I mean.
You would actually discover things. What if I do this?
Oh.
What if I did this? And it would be like, boop. Oh, I found a code to make Mario jump twice as high.
Oh, look at that.
Stuff like that.
That's fun.
I don't think that was one of them.
I was never impressed with the mat. Oh, that now I'm having deja vu. I think this is what I said when we talked about that, is that the big heads that you could get in Madden.
Oh, really?
Although I do miss a good NBA Jams or NFL Street, which was the arcade version of that. I like that. That's why I like the Mutant League Football, although I haven't played it a lot.
It was kind of a one-trick pony when I played that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, and I never finished a season like that. My kids are ruining my gaming. I've said this before.
But they're playing Plants vs. Zombies 2 Garden Warfare.
They're in the Trials 2. Of Nomulus. Nomulus? Nomus?
It's Rafiki. Tried to pull the name from your Assassin's Creed. Couldn't get it. What was it? Krakora?
Krakora?
Crackies?
What do you do? Oh, Phylakies.
Phylakies.
We call them Phylox.
Yes.
Phylax?
It's the Trials
and
of Phylox.
Yeah.
Both of them sound dirty.
Right?
I'm uncomfortable.
It does. It seems a little oral-centered to get the
how are your phylakies? Nomulus, though, that's kid-friendly.
Yeah, but I was Star Trek-ifying it.
So
I called you. I said, hey, here's what they need to do, right? And you said yes, and then they figured out the trial thing. I had to do one of the challenges for them, but then they did a boss, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun
it's
day.
Fun. That shooting challenge you did is the fun one. That's the one I enjoyed.
I like the boss battle where you're fighting all the
garden
gnomes.
Yeah, the bosses are fun.
It's such a creative game. I'm really like, it is a very underrated game in my opinion.
Because I think it is very well rated. It's just not in like hardcore gaming circles. It's not in the circles that we are at, but it does very well in the family gaming circuit.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Because it's edgy enough to where it can be fun for families. It's like the Shrek of the of the family gaming world, because it's got brains and it's got people dying, heads roll off. There's guns. So it's a little edgier, but it's still safe. Like, I have no problem letting a five-year-old play it.
Yeah, and it's just so well designed. Mm-hmm. Like, really, really well put together.
Yeah.
And so they go through, and then thankfully, I call Kevin. So I said, okay, now you guys need
to start $12.
Stockpiling rainbow stars so you can go get your next key, but you can't. I thought they couldn't use the key until after Sunday. Kevin informed me all around the world I was wrong, and that Thursday is when they could start getting rainbow stars again.
Yeah, maybe. That's,
the rainbow stars are the things that are hard to get. Once you get those rainbow stars, you can purchase the key and do the trials anytime.
Well, you can only have 50 stars at once. So that's the other problem.
Because that gets the key. So no matter what, it takes you 4 weeks to do this.
So I find on the weeks where it's very easy to accrue rainbow stars, to accrue as many as you can. You go buy your key, come back, and get more. Because here's the deal. Even after you open up all four gates, which is 200 rainbow stars, you're going to need another 15 times 10, well, 150 stars to get both characters.
Another 150 rainbow stars? Is that what I just heard you say? So you get 200 rainbow stars, and you need another 150
To get the character. Get both characters. You get one for 75.
Oh, okay. I'm all right with that.
Good luck with that.
I always like, this is where my dad comes out in my dadding.
I'm my dad's my dad.
I look at it and go, I'm all right. I'm more curious to see how long they will stick with it.
With the carrot, it becomes a lot easier to do.
Right.
That's what I found. That's why I was able to deal with that game. And then I used it to transition my son to Skylanders.
Oh, so now he's playing Skylanders.
Yeah, now it's... although
is he over the Plants versus Zombies?
Well, he got back into it this week, I think, because of your kids.
Yeah.
Talked about it on Memorial Day.
He likes to play Skylanders. Now, when you're at work, is your wife okay with him playing the Skylanders?
No, and I'm not okay with him playing the Skylanders. That is a dad-friendly activity.
My bad.
I don't think he gets to play the video games unless I'm not there. I'll have to ask if he's allowed to do it in the afternoon. I don't think she turns it on for him. You know, last Memorial Day was a big day. While we were recording, there were all sorts of things hitting the news, like Fallout 76 hit.
I didn't know that.
This is news to you?
Yes.
I'm not informed enough to talk about it enough, but I thought you would be jazzed and kind of nerd out everywhere.
I like the Fallout. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the Fallout games, and then I play them, and I always get disappointed. I've got Fallout 4 sitting there, and I'm a good way into some of it, and then I'm like... The world is so cool.
Yeah.
There's something I think that, and it's entirely unfair. Mm-hmm. I'm well aware of that. But there's something I think about the graphics and a little bit of the gameplay.
Did you like Skyrim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Skyrim.
It's the same studio.
Yes, exactly. I get it. I like a post-apocalyptic world more than I like a medieval one.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like I love all of that stuff, but... And maybe it's... Here's what I think a lot of it is I think it's my inability and... I never got into like RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they're turn-based or action-based. That was never my jam as a younger person. Yeah. And so intuitively, like, it's funny because my son, Toys R Us going out of business. I don't know if anybody heard about that.
What?
Yeah.
So, I got to go.
I know, right? See you later, Kevin.
No, Jeffrey, why?
Okay, fine. He goes to Toys R Us because he's getting the closeout. They've got their own money, right? Yeah. So he's going to go, and he decides he's going to buy a game, and he gets a game called The Surge.
Oh, yeah, he was showing me that.
And
it's like Operation, right? And you try to open up a guy's body and pull out pieces. And...
Yeah, sort of. Only where there's exoskeletons and zombie guys with exoskeletons. Operation. Yeah, there's funny bones involved. And you do actually have to cut a guy's arm off that has the weapon. The only part that I don't like about the game was that the fighting seemed a little clunky in the beginning. And then every time you leave and come back, like, so you earn enough scrap to go get some upgrades. And then you go back. And when you come right back, all of the guys are in the exact same spot with the exact same weapons. It's just like, it's memento over and over again. You don't remember what just happened, I guess. So I don't like that part about it. And so we're playing this game, and he bought it and had been playing it while I was at work.
Oh, yeah.
And then I came home, and he was like, I can't figure this out. And I tried to play it, and I was like, oh, this is kind of a cool game, but it's like, I thought it was the fighting that was so bad. My intuition is so poor.
Really?
With RPGs that it took me forever to go, you didn't upgrade your weapons.
Yeah.
And then, but then there was a moment because of my Mass Effect love. I learned
Which is a heavy RPG.
Yes. But when I first played the first one, I played forever just with a gun I liked and didn't think to upgrade it very much. I made the same mistake, I think, with Destiny as well. And so,
but
anyway.
Other games do that. Call of Duty, I mean, upgrading and changing your guns.
Well, Call of Duty is it's more like you have five guns and here you can upgrade them. Like you know what I mean? Like you don't just stumble upon things. I wasn't paying attention to the level that things were.
What about the Lara Croft game we played? That had a bunch of that.
Well, that's the new Lara Croft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, new Lara Croft. They added a little RPG element to it. The old ones were just like, and they were so much more fun, in my opinion. But anyway, so
when did this Lara Croft become more attractive than this Lara Croft?
I don't know. Oh, it's funny because we were watching the trailer for the movie. It's now out on video if you want to buy it. You can't rent it yet.
Mm.
And which is, by the way, I'm all over the place today.
That's great.
I
told you there were topics and you're like, no, I'm everywhere.
I didn't mean to.
Don't pin me down. I was eight.
I think I might be ditching a movie theater experience.
Why?
Because if you think about it, right, I've done it already a couple times. When you zap the movies, right, you get them on the Amazon, and you pay $19, the whole family can enjoy the movie at home in comfort for $19.
This is why movie theaters now have nice reclining seats, and you're not crammed into an airport-style experience, because they're cannibalizing their own market by making the movies come quicker, and I can pause it. Whenever I want, I can talk, I can get my food. Like, they had to upgrade the movie-going experience.
That's the downside. Is when you have kids, you have to pause it. Mm. Like, you know, like the dog wants out, and then the kids, I go let the dog out. And then I got a-hole kids that are like, well, can you pause it? And I want to be the dad who's like, no, you're insignificant in this world, and this movie is not for you. I paid for it. Go let your dog out that I bought for you.
Who lets the dog out? So, insignificant children.
Yeah, that's right. Batman days are back, baby. So we're watching the trailer for Tomb Raider is why I brought this up. And Natalie goes, oh, is that a new Tomb Raider movie? And I said, yeah. And she goes, and she watched a little bit. She goes, she's no Angelina Jolie. Like, no, this movie is going to be far better than Angelina Jolie.
It was pretty bad, right? Yeah. But she had a huge crush on Angelina Jolie.
She always, That's her female hall pass. So point of all that is my kids defeated the Yellow Guardians in the...
we were talking about Fallout 76, which is better, as I understand, than the first 75 games in the series, because you now have multiplayer co-op. So,
Destiny 2 says hello to Fallout 76.
And this is everything. Everybody's doing this multiplayer co-op thing. So you probably didn't see as well, but they announced the next Pokemon game, which has multiplayer co-op in it and integrates with Pokemon Go. But if you're a Pokemon fan, I almost bought a Switch because of this, even though I don't care about Pokemon. They have a Pokemon peripheral. Yes, where it looks like a Pokeball, and you can use the game is so.
And that's how you summon them?
That you play the game because it's an RPG, so you don't need like action, jump. You can just move around the screen and press click yes, no. So you can do that with a Pokeball, and then you throw the Pokeball at the screen. You know, you mime it like you used to
how
do with the Wii.
How many TVs do you think are going to be broken?
All of them.
These are cutscenes, though, but these screenshots already look amazing.
Both of those announcements came. So it's all about the integration.
You're going to be able to see this at E3. If only we knew someone who is going to go to E3.
You're coming to E3, right? You got your badge? You're coming with me?
I did get my badge. Yeah. I will go to E3. If only there was someone who could go with me to E3.
Are you going to E3?
I am going to E3.
Oh, let's go. Oh.
We're also going to get to see Red Dead Redemption 2.
Finally.
Oh.
This is the next topic that we have, E3 countdown. What are you looking forward to?
Clearly Red Dead Redemption 2 and Fallout 76 as well.
I wonder
not
if
so much this Pokemon thing.
Where will we see Rockstar and then Bethesda? Bethesda, which is a city in the Bible. That's where they got their name, Bethesda.
Why do I not know Bethesda?
Bethesda. It's also a city on the East Coast.
Spain?
Yeah. Might
Bethesda
be.
Bethesda in Spain?
They,
all of the biblical cities in African Middle Eastern area?
Bethesda
has to be somewhere over there.
Maybe.
I wanted to try to make the lisp on the there, but I couldn't pull it off.
There.
Over there.
There.
Is Bethesda over there?
It might be Bethesda when it's in the Bible.
What if that was the case? What if everything was mispronounced?
It's Phylakias.
Yeah, it is.
What is it really?
Phylax is what we call it, but it's
Phylax
Phylakis.
Is so much better.
Yeah, Phylakis is the real one. It's because it's Greek. It's all the Greek and the Romans
Yeah. So I had a friend, you remember him, Nate Whitty, was on our show. He was telling me that there are geologists trying to persuade the community that Egypt was actually, the Sphinx is 10,000 years old, not 3,000 years old, mind blowing. That it used to be like a forest. That when they built those stuff, it was right
it's
after
a lush
the Ice
land,
Age.
Not
yeah,
desert.
Yeah.
Oh, and, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, that because it was right after the Ice Age, so that area was just teeming with life.
I do know that because, and I learned this in Assassin's Creed Origins, which by the way has solid load screens. That you know how you get the hints,
mm-hmm.
and what they finally did, and everybody should do this. This should be a government mandate for load screens.
You're very
games.
Trump supportery right now. And you know, if they don't, they say you're fired.
That's right. I say get the hell out of here.
No.
Yes, I do.
I don't remember.
You could cycle through the hints. If they're going to show you hints, give me a use for my D-pad.
I agree.
And let me go back and forth because sometimes you move too quick, or sometimes I zone out and I don't see it.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I've seen that one 18 times and I'm waiting for the one to circle back that helps me with the special thing. And I saw this fun fact about Egypt on Assassin's Creed Origins where they said that Egypt made more food for more people than any other civilization.
Wow, that's interesting. What does that mean?
So they cultivated
food.
Oh, I
see.
They farmed and raised so well that they had more food than any, like every other civilization as far as like based on the population.
Yeah.
There was a shortage of food based on what they could get, or there was always a struggle, but not in Egypt, evidently.
Well, I mean, that's Joseph. That's the story of Joseph, the feast and famine.
And this Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Yeah. Yeah, he becomes like...
Wait, is that part real? I thought that was
Anthony. No, that's real. The Technicolor Dreamcoat is the making it modern, but it was a dreamcoat.
Oh, okay.
A coat of many colors, yeah.
Yeah, Technicolor Dreamcoat is a musical version.
Yeah, so who wants to see Joseph in the coat of many colors?
Yeah.
I've seen lots of colors.
Brought to you by Technicolor.
Oh, I'm in. That sounds modern. I would like to hear about the 7 years of famine.
More of that, please.
After the 7 years.
What are you most excited about to see at E3?
Well, I was trying to work out if you want to see Red Dead Redemption, which is at Rockstar. They have their own booth. And then
Bethesda. Do we have to choose?
Well, just like where they are. We only have so many hours. And remember when we saw Destiny? It took us 3 hours to get to the front of line of Destiny.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Red Dead has a playable model or just a trailer. I don't know what Fallout 76. We're going to need to prioritize.
Oh, okay.
Also, I want to see Spider-Man.
Oh.
That's going to be pretty great. But the problem is, this is why it'll be good to have you there with me, because I often am perfectly fine just skating around and not actually getting into anything because I have FOMO. It's like the only place where I'll experience FOMO. And I have to will myself to wait in a line to go and experience a demo.
Even though you're going to be able to see it in a few months, maybe?
Yeah, because I want to be able to see everything that's there. When I was very little, when we'd go to Disneyland, I'd have the same problem. We'd be on a ride. I'd be like, there's a theme park out there. We got to go.
Yeah, but
why are we
like,
wasting our time inside
this
ride?
E3 is not as expansive as Disneyland, and I feel like we could go, establish a perimeter, right? And then we figure out what are the hot spots we want to hit, and then we work our way in.
I always end up at around 3 o'clock being like, I think I'm ready to go.
Oh. I remember being like super chill. I think we spent, I remember Destiny, but I think I remember us being at the Sanzuru booth.
Yeah, for a long period of time.
Yeah, that was a fun
The other thing that you may have gotten in the email.
Sanzaru,
is that they've announced that you have to bring a certain type of backpack. You can't bring a backpack to E3 this year. It has to be a clear bag.
Yeah.
15 by 12 inches by 6 inches.
I'm just going to bring my pocket. Is that okay?
I think that'll be good.
Does it have to be clear? Nobody wants to see me in clear shorts.
Like those ladies that wear the things with the pockets.
Nobody wants to see me in clear shorts.
I'd pay good money for it. What else do you want to see at E3?
I think we nailed it.
Is that it? Is that everything? I mean, it's all AAA titles.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to spend our entire time at Strange Brigade. That's really the only thing I care
about.
I
already forgot for a nanosecond what that was until I went, Strange Brigade, where do I know that from? Oh, my buddy Kevin said that to me.
From the show so many times. It is going to be incredible.
And I know we've talked about this before, and I know we need to take a break and get into Stump, but that I got to tell you, it's a good time. I've seen Call of Duty videos, right, where people make, like, look at this epic thing I did in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
There is something really amusing to the cartoon aspect of Fortnite, and my kids my kids love watching the videos of that.
Yeah.
And it's fun. Like, it seems to me like it goes Call of Duty, right? And then for children's is Plants vs. Zombies, and then right in the middle is Fortnite.
Yeah, in terms of, like, surrealism
Like gunplay and everything.
I think we're in an exciting time in gaming and in media in general where the fun pendulum has swung this way. So as kids of the 90s, you remember in 93, like if you had any smile on your face, you were not an artist. It was like Kurt Cobain died. Like grunge. Everything had to be bleak and hopeless.
Smoking.
Pointless. It was like desolate.
Flannel.
And that's because the 80s were fun and vibrant and like it's a party and there was cocaine in the bank and it was amazing. So many things are happening. So they had a swing. And then by 2000, the fun pendulum swung back, but it hit the Britney Spears in the face.
Took her hair off.
Just straight off.
Yeah.
And then the mbop popped out. And
Hanson, don't get me started on Hanson.
How much you love that.
Gotta get the girl back.
So I feel like the fun pendulum is now like, it's going to be good. And then probably in another 5-10 years.
We're all going to be angst ridden.
It's got to be serious, man. You have to take yourself seriously.
Does that mean I'm going to have angstful teenagers by your math?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be fun to watch Jack with some eyeliner. That's going to be a good move. I can't wait.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Justin, later I would love to hang out with you, but I know we live really far away, so I have a new app that we can use that'll make it really easier for us to connect. So if you're on one side of LA and I'm on the other, we're going to both download.
Are you talking about Find a Spot?
Find a Spot.
Oh, I love that.
That's the one.
It is the best. You could plan a reunion with out-of-state friends.
That's right. Yeah, it's super easy.
Oh.
All you have to do is put in where you're at and where the other person's at, and then give the kind of filter of what you're looking for.
Because it's so frustrating where it's like, oh, you have the nice off. You know, when you call your friend, like, I could go to you. Or they're like, I could go to you. Like, I could go to you.
This removes all of that problem.
I'm just going to find a spot right in the middle, and we're going to pick a restaurant. We're going to go on an adventure.
Yeah. It pulls up Yelp reviews so you can know if you like that kind of coffee shop, or do you want to go see a movie theater, or do you want whatever it is, whatever we need to do in the middle of the day, a nice business lunch. It will find the most likely middle location and then suggestions around that middle location.
My advice to the developers of Find a Spot, because they are obviously app developing geniuses.
Yeah.
But my advice to them would be that they need to add the element of deciding what that is, though. Because that's
that would help.
Making it in-app purchase. I will gladly pay 99 cents for some kind of randomizer wheel between a bar, a coffee shop, a barbecue.
Or like, do you want chicken or steak? That's a different app. But in the meantime, download Find a Spot.
Find a Spot.
And you will help your friends find a spot.
They did in the 80s.
Played banjo. Is there a banjo in there?
For long intros. Oh, yeah.
No, that's a piano.
Yeah.
There's a little plucking, I thought.
Wouldn't it be funny if it's a little toy piano?
Yeah. That'd be awesome. That's like Flight of the Conchords. They did that whole bit with that tiny little... If you're a musician, you know what's up.
What do you think the over-under is on the time when you said, is there a banjo in there? And Jimmy said, no! There it is.
There's so much swaying happening right now. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 with us.
What is a Tallulah?
I don't ask. It's like Light Up the Douche in that other song. Like
Light Up the Douche.
Yeah. I can't pull songs when other songs are playing. My brain crashes, but there's that old tune about... I can't do it. That's all I know.
I think you're talking about Blinded by the Light.
Blinded. Yeah.
But it's not Douche. It's Deuce.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Although that's funny is that I love revved up like a douche is what you just said.
I thought that's what it was for my entire life. I've had multiple conversations with people of like, why do they say light up douche? I don't know. What's a deuce then in that context?
That's a good question that I can't like pull because I'm
a 2-inch cigar.
I'm so amused by, but now I must know. I must.
Yeah.
Know.
Oh, I do like this song. Oh, that, yeah, it's Deuce. That makes more sense. That's good.
That's all coming together. That's a fun radio bit of figuring out. Although I told you this, right? Because this is a song you hate, is the Thunder song. But this isn't really.
I don't hate it. I don't understand how there are artists out there banging their heads against the wall trying to make something that will get the attention of musical producers and pouring their souls into it. And then thunder and lightning makes it to the top of the charts.
It's a song about fun dip, though.
Yeah, then I like it more.
Get your sugars dip. Get your sugar straw thing. Or sugar spoon, whatever I was trying to say.
All of the above. Give me a pen and let's play some Stump. Stump. As always, we go over to our Discord.
Am I taking someone in? Oh, okay.
As always, we change the rules every time. Right. But you can join us by going to bit.ly/gamerlanddiscord and joining us in Discord. In there, there's a queue to join, and you can be a live contestant on our quiz show, Stump.
Yep. And you tune in Mondays at 8 o'clock Pacific time.
Yeah, don't do it whenever you feel like, because you won't get grabbed.
Although I think they're hanging out even when they're not.
Oh, I just meant for the quiz show. Good point. Thursdays at 9 a.m. Nothing.
How many players do we need?
We still need two.
Still need two. All right, we're going Swampert Tube.
Yep.
Oh, he won't let me bring him.
Boo, says Swampert Tube.
All right, so now we got the other two are Matt or Jimmy.
Oh, let's go classic. That's fine. That's fine.
He said, that is so unfair, but so funny. Oh, that's good
that's
times.
Fine. That's good.
I hope it's a different
same,
Matt.
Same guys.
Funny if it's a different Matt. Is this the same Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry.
We do all this work to get live new callers in.
Hold on. Is this the same? Is this the same
switcheroo.
Jimmy?
What just happened?
No, it's the Alabama Matt.
All right, see you later.
All right,
next week for sure we bring Jimmy in. Next week.
Oh, did you kick Jimmy out?
I kicked Matt out. I brought Jimmy in, and then I kicked Jimmy out, and I brought Matt back. Is what I did.
In now?
I was in my mind that bit was more obvious than clearly it was.
I apologize
to our listeners.
No one can see your screen, but you.
Yeah, but you hear the noises.
Don't know what they mean.
Here's what it sounds like for future bits. This means Matt is leaving.
Okay.
See, that's now Matt's gone.
But it doesn't sound different because it's Matt.
And Jimmy is back.
Okay.
See, hear Jimmy? Now Jimmy's gone, all right? And so.
See,
and
when you explain it, it makes it funnier. Now I get it.
And then Matt's laugh is happening. See, now Matt is mid laugh, and I could kick him out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I could bring Jimmy right back in.
Okay, great.
Right.
Who's the fourth person that's
now,
in here the whole time?
It gets weird.
Yeah. Something else.
Yeah. So now this right here,
I tell you
that's
what.
Matt and Jimmy in the same room at the same time.
Oh, welcome, boys.
Now, if they're here for too long, it causes a rift. In the time-space continuum.
We're too many
so
of
we're
our
gonna
fans.
Put Jimmy back. All right, so that's what we do there. That's how we make it.
And then
so
we now, accidentally give birth to ourselves.
And we took 2 minutes
to best
get
2 minutes
back to where we started.
So who's in the room with us?
Swampert Tube and Matt.
Hi, Swampert. Are you having fun?
Now, it's really hard to resist the comedic bit of kicking Swampert out and bringing Jimmy back.
That would be funny. So, Swampert, are you as entertaining as Justin? Otherwise, you're gone.
That's too delay. That's too long of a delay.
Oh, did you kick him out?
That's too long of a delay. You gotta get, fix that, buddy.
All right, sorry, Swampert. Thanks for playing. All right, boys. Fantastic. This is Stump. Are you both ready for some Stump?
Ready to rock and roll.
Thank you. Longtime listeners will remember that Jimmy and Matt call in all the time.
Multiple caller time.
Great to have you back on the show. You're almost like. If we ever retire, you can just take the show over.
Sure.
You guys can be the guys. So as we've been doing with Stump, I don't think you guys have played this version. You come with your own trivia question. We ask the group your trivia question.
Your goal
is to get it one or two of us to answer the trivia question correctly. You do not want to make it so easy that we all know the answer. You don't want to make it so hard that none of us know the answer. Our goal is the people, this is the new rule, answering the question, want to get it right because we also get points. This is all stolen from a game called Dixit, so you're welcome. Oh. If you get a point for... you're welcome, all right? It's a French game. You get a point for getting a question right. If you get the 2-3 or the 1 or 2 margin, you also get 2 points. So you want everybody, you want the 2-3 thing to happen. Great. Everybody have their questions? Good. Justin, would you like to go first?
No.
Okay. Jimmy, welcome to the show. Are you ready with your trivia question?
Yeah, let's go.
Go for it. What is your trivia question for Stump?
Okay. What is the name of the unidentified Pokemon that Ash sees in the sky on his second episode of Pokemon?
Now you need
you
at least one of us to get that right. So I'm going to guess Pikachu.
Oh, I was going to say Pikachu, so I'm going to go Charmander.
Oh, good. Shake it up, Matt.
Oh, did I mess him up? Because no, I should say Pikachu, right?
That doesn't matter
if that's the right answer.
In the sky.
I'm gonna, cause I don't know.
He's dropping hints. Did you hear that? He's dropping hints like it would help. He said in the sky.
I couldn't name a flying Pokemon if I wanted to.
We're two geriatrics hosting a video game. If you want to talk Pogs, Kevin and I can throw it out.
Alpha's back in Pog form.
I should maybe just resign myself to, getting 0 points on this one.
That would be good. Matt, what is your answer?
I said Articuno.
Okay, what is the answer?
Matt, you're very close. It was Ho-Oh.
Damn, that is not even... No points for Jimmy. All right. I'm going to go next because I already prepared this question because the last time I did one of these kind of questions, I was told that my Pokemon trivia was too difficult.
Really?
So I've come up with my own Pokemon trivia, which means you two also have to have Pokemon trivia.
Oh, crap.
So this is news relevant for today. In the original Pokemon, how many Pokemon species were there available to collect? Justin?
260.
Jimmy?
155.
And Matthew?
156.
As far as I know, it's 151, boys. So
you
really disappointed me with that. You're going to pull out a Kokomo and you didn't know it's 151? And it's relevant because they just announced the new Pokemon has 151 species. So they're going back to the old school. How did I get no points with the two millennials asking Pokemon questions?
I played Pokemon Go. That was it, man.
Oh, my gosh. All right. You don't have to ask a Pokemon question. Go for it, Matt.
Oh.
Unless you want to. Are you Googling it?
Yeah, I had to. No. I don't really think about these Pokemon.
Matt, go for it.
I'm not going to ask a Pokemon question.
All right.
I'm gonna play to what I think you all know, so I'm going to try that.
Okay.
Okay. In the history of Madden.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was... there we go.
You have my attention.
There has only been one time when two athletes shared the cover. Who were the two athletes?
Oh, that is a good question. No Googling. He looked at his computer, guys.
No, I'm not.
He has Google open.
I'm not.
I would like a line judge.
I was going to look. Here's what I was.
Swampert.
Bring Swampert back.
I was going to play this. This is what I was going to do.
Oh, that's good.
Liars.
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to go because I don't know it, but I feel like it's recent. I actually feel like it was in the last 2 or 3 Maddens. I don't know why I feel that way. So I'm going to say it was Gronkowski and Tom Brady because I know Tom Brady was on the cover. So I'm going to pretend that somewhere in the background was Gronkowski.
No, it was, I think it was Madden.
Justin should go last.
Okay. Oh,
although it doesn't matter because I know I'm wrong. So
I think one of them was Barry Sanders and the other one was a more modern player. That's what I want to go with. That's where my
you sure it wasn't Leon Sandcastle?
Leon Sandcastle and Barry Sanders. The funniest part is if it's Deion Sanders and Barry Sanders and I still don't get it. All right. You want to take a stab at this, Jimmy?
I'm going to give my best guess.
Yeah, I know you are.
Is it Is that it's going to be Tom Brady and Tony Romo? Why not?
Oh,
that's not a bad guess. It's a pretty bad guess.
That's a horrible guess.
Those are both names I know.
Exactly.
I think it's because I want to say that this happened right before the switch incident. So I'm going to go with Adrian Peterson and Barry Sanders.
Mm.
That's my guess.
All right, Matt.
Okay. See, here's the tricky thing is, so
you don't
I
know
said,
the answer.
Shared the cover. What you're referring to is on the Xbox 360, let's say, or PlayStation 3, was Barry Sanders, while on the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, was Adrian Peterson from Madden 25. I was referring to Madden 10, where Troy Polamalu and Larry Fitzgerald were both on the cover simultaneously.
Look at that.
This game is hard. No points all around. Nobody gets points.
No points, yeah.
Justin.
It's all on you, Justin.
It's all on me?
Well, yeah, I mean, we can all still tie you if we all go. Well, you get 2 points. So,
I don't have to do a Pikachu question now.
No, you don't.
All right, good. So, which console?
Yeah. Nope, you've already started.
All right.
It's like chess.
Which console did the. I haven't let go of my tongue.
Nope, I'm sorry. Once you start, you can't.
Which console did the original Grand Theft Auto come out on?
Singular to imply that there is a one console answer, or is there a multiple console answer?
Am I allowed to answer that?
I feel like that's otherwise it's a trick question. Like, are there multiple consoles or is it a console? To clarify, like at a spelling bee where I say.
You want the origin?
Exactly. Please rephrase the question using proper English.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter which way I answer that.
Yeah.
Right. It helps you to get the answer, which is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm accidentally cheating. And as a guy who loves the game, if it's called Stump.
Here's what I'm trying to say. If the answer is.
I don't know the name, but I love the game.
If the answer is multiple consoles, do we need to list all the consoles it was on? Or is it a singular console in which we need to.
All right, I'll go singular console.
You're so disappointed.
Guys, did you understand my question? Were you thinking the same thing?
Yeah. It's a great question.
Yeah. Okay.
But here's the problem. I think everybody's going to know the answer to this, baby.
Oh, that's why you were stalling. Got it.
I'll see.
All right. Jimmy.
PC.
Ooh.
Good. Matthew.
So like the original Grand Theft Auto, not like Vice City or anything, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The original.
I'm Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Mm. Okay, Kevin.
PlayStation 1.
Yes, thank you, Kevin. Yes.
Yay! I get 1 point, and you get 2 points, which means you win!
Yeah! Yeah!
Good job.
Oh, this is such a good game, guys. Thanks suck so it, because you are so bad!
Now, wait a second.
Oh, my God!
You lose! Good day, sir.
I wonder what your under over is in winning Stump. We should go back and get some totals.
It's pretty high.
Guys, you always play, right?
I always play, and I always win.
I don't know about that. When you lose, it's not as fun for you. Now, just to dip into your minds, you didn't know the answer to that question?
No, I knew the answer.
No, not you, them. Oh. I know you knew it.
Well, you were looking at me.
You're the only one in the room.
That's not my fault.
Jimmy, Matt, how did you not know the answer to that question?
I could swear that it came out on PC first and then went to PS1.
Well, let's see. I'm looking at the internet here's the thing. That's why I used the word console.
Yeah.
And knew you were wrong as soon as you said PC, because a PC to me is not a console.
Yeah, that would be fair by definition. Yeah.
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 A PC is a computer.
If I had known that PC was out of the question, I would have definitely said.
And I still would have won because Matt still got it wrong.
Yeah. We would have tied. Jimmy and I would have tied for second place.
Yet another reason why my life is better because Matt is a dumbass.
Maybe we need multiple rounds. I'm gonna work on unpatenting this game that I stole.
Unpatenting?
I'm gonna de-patent it.
All right. So,
what are you guys up to, Jimmy? What's your headlining news?
My headlining news is that today is the first day that I can continuously smile without hurting because I had my wisdom teeth removed.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
By the way, if your wisdom teeth are hurting when you smile, you may not be smiling right. You shouldn't need a pencil in there. I don't know what it is you're doing, but
they do things different in the South.
Are you doing that? Have you played that game, by the way? What's the with the mouse spreader where you try to say words?
This is so dumb.
Have you played it?
I've seen it at the library. I'm like, I'm not touching that.
Oh, that made me sick. That made me sick. It made me sick, and I felt like it also elevated the game.
Yeah, exactly. It's a whole other level. Like, you might get a venereal disease.
Guys,
who knows?
We're gonna play whatever it's called. Sound It Out, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna play Sound It Out Library Edition. What does that mean? All the clues, like book titles? No, it's from the public library.
It just sits in there.
And I checked it out.
Blah, blah. And Matt, what is your headlining news?
I just finished a really cool game called Forgotten Ann, which was a lot of fun to play.
What was it called?
Just Forgotten Ann.
Arrested Development? Like Ann?
I heard the letter N. Like, was it a Sesame Street?
No, Forgotten Ann. Like,
Yeah. I've heard of this game.
Is it
Forgotten
really cool.
With two N's? I'm not getting it.
No,
conjunction.
Funny enough, it actually is misspelled, though. It's not forgotten with E-N at the end. It's O-N. I'm not sure why, but they...
All you got to do is Google.
Yeah.
It's really fun. They basically made it to be like an animated... They made it to want to look like and feel like an animated movie come to life, and it's very Studio Ghibli-esque. It's a lot of fun, and the only other really cool thing I did was last night I went to go see Anthony Jeselnik in Philly, so I went to...
Ooh.
And I just got back.
What's an Anthony Jeselnik?
Oh, Forgotten is that game with Eric Bana and Forrest Whitaker.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right? Are you making... That was like... No, that doesn't
That's
sound
a
right.
Movie. He's yeah. talking about Forgotten Ann. I'm doing a stupid bit about a movie.
In my brain, I was
movie.
Like, "We're those are connected, but that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, no,
also, Forrest Whitaker is not going to show up on my PS2 anytime soon.
Well, how was Anthony Jeselnik?
And who was Anthony
Jeselnik? He was really funny. Oh. Me and my friend have been a fan of his for a number of years. So it was like, wait, he's going to be around? And we just immediately got tickets. And it was a great time. Me and my buddy had a really fun time.
If you don't mind a sense of humor that is crass and like wants to poke you and make you angry while making you laugh, then I would highly suggest you check out Anthony Jeselnik's specials on a Netflix streaming account that is not your own.
That seems fair.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait a minute. That's what I do.
Which, by the way, while we're talking about stand-ups, both my wife and I watched the two Ali Wong specials. She is somebody whose career was kind of like born of Netflix specials.
Oh,
like,
was it?
Yeah. It's incredible. Like, I remember when I was, as I was getting out of stand-up, she was like kind of coming up in like the scenes and festivals where they were like, oh, Ali Wong. And she was a writer, I think, for a good chunk of time before that. But then she talks about it in her second special, where she, I can't remember the names. I know Baby Cobra's the next one. Hard Knock Wife is the second one. And the first one is called Baby Cobra. That's what
it
is. And so she talks about how after Baby Cobra came out, she was famous and she didn't want to be. But she is extremely vulgar, but really hilarious. Like, honestly, she's one of those people that she will say horribly offensive things, but you're like, that is so well crafted. Her jokes are very well crafted while being offensive. I mean it. It's true. It's good. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in and for being you and for letting me be a colossal a-hole to you.
You're welcome.
You
but I was right.
You were
It's
right
on the
what?
PC?
No, I know
I
you
was
were right.
It came out in October of 97
yeah,
for
I know.
PC and then December of 97 for
And
PC.
How many Pokemon were there in the original?
155.
No, that's wrong.
151.
Oh, come on.
It's 151.
I didn't get it right.
You got it the right.
I'm
blaming
that's like, the Mandela effect. And
is it? Is anybody backing me up in the chat room? No? All right. Thanks, Pokemon. I don't choose you. Either of you. Get out of here.
Here's what it sounds like when they leave. See, now that's I didn't get him out.
Jimmy,
Jimmy's leaving.
We'll play Guild Wars later.
And Matt is okay, bye. I didn't get to let them say okay,
that's okay.
Bye.
They've done it before. A-hole. They're a nice guy.
All right, Tales from Tyria after this.
To not black out while doing that. Is it working?
So far, you've accomplished.
I've gotten close.
So far. A
couple times. Like, I can't keep doing this.
I got to be honest with you. If you do, I don't know what I will do.
I don't know what you're supposed to do when someone blacks out. In the movies, they die.
No, you could faint.
I feel like my head would hit this table and then...
I did it once when I was 8.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was fighting for, but I told I'd seen it on a movie.
Yeah.
And I told my dad I would hold my breath, and he looked at me and he said, go ahead. And I held my breath, and I remember just staring at him. And he was looking at his old Tandy 1000 computer at his desk like this. I was looking at the side of his face, and I felt myself get a little lightheaded, and I just fell down. And I instantly woke, like, came to.
Yeah, yeah, because your body's and like, then, and now breathe, thank you.
And I remember him looking down at me in my chair and goes, how's that working out for you?
Was he playing Guild Wars 2 on his Tandy?
Oh, I wish. I wish.
So,
because he would be a better friend to you than me.
We already play. He's in the guild.
What?
He's in Planet Pluto.
Oh, I hate
your dad's
him.
Awesome.
I hate him.
Just like Jimmy. So two exciting updates have happened. One of them is not an update. The other one is personal. So in the...
Are you pregnant?
Yes.
Oh.
In the not an update...
Wait, is Karina pregnant?
Yes. Oh, I wish. I don't. I do. Maybe.
How is that not a mod where you can have a little pot belly?
If they don't... The Guild Wars does not allow mods. So
well, I mean, like, I guess a skin... Like, you can't make it, like, you know, you can make yourself hefty or skinny or
muscular. Yeah, yeah, that's actually kind of funny. I imagine
this would be a fun option.
You can get wedding outfits. You can get bride and groom costume pieces that you can wear around. So
for nothing more than to have the fun headset chatter of, I can't believe you would heavy axe a pregnant woman.
Yeah, that's not
bad. Or a pregnant man, for that matter.
Why not? It's just like, Daddy, you have a baby in that belly too? Yeah, little Jacob Worsham. So they announced, actually, on the last, there was a lot of things that were announced while we were recording in here in the world of gaming news. Like, so many things broke.
Why would they do that on Memorial Day?
I think it's because people aren't doing anything. So they're like, announce this, he's out of here.
I just realized I missed the Monaco Grand Prix.
That
was Memorial Day. I forgot because of my stupid surgery.
That was like a week ago.
A stupid gut cut.
So we have a regular episodes that are released on a regular basis with the new expansion. And so they add new content, a new map, a new campaign mission. And they recently announced on Memorial Day that they were delaying the upcoming release, which is very interesting. And they had like a whole PR way to explain it, and saying that normally we would have one out soon. Our regular release cadence is the word they use. Very, very French word. But they said we wanted to do some internal things that will make future releases even easier for us. So they're using some time to build up some infrastructure and improve the quality within it. So in the meantime, there's no new episode, which we would probably have one right about now. It feels like we should have had one already.
So they're going to wait a month or 2 months? What's
they didn't say. And that's actually funny. It harkens back to what ArenasNet angle has always been with this game. So they back in the day when Guild Wars 1 was around, they had a different business model that they were selling standalone campaigns that integrated with each other. So if you bought the second game, it was its own game. And then if you bought the first game or the third game, your character could go to those other campaigns and just start those missions around. So they were working on a fourth campaign, and then they all sit around and they're like, you know what, there's a lot of issues with this, and there's a lot more things that we could do if we thought this differently. So they're like, hey, we're going to make Guild Wars 2. We're going to pause this, kind of change, excuse me, what we were going to do with this next campaign. And instead, we're going to make Guild Wars 2 at some point. And they're like, great, what's your release window? And they're like, when it's ready. okay. It was like
to be
4 years.
Everybody was kind of kids in the back seat. Are we there yet?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody wants at the moment that you're like, oh, you're doing that when, like next month or like tomorrow.
What would you build a Guild Wars 2 themed advent calendar out of?
Oh, like you know, like the chains I break,
like,
or
the construction
candy.
Paper chains. Like, what would it?
There are these adorable creatures in the world of Guild Wars called the Quaggans, and they're these. They kind of look like Shamu the whale, and they're squant, and they talk like this. Cool.
So you connect their toe to their tail.
Yeah, maybe that was it. And then I think they'd be gummy, and so you take one out
and you get to
eat a Quaggan.
Very satisfactory. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you. That was right off the cuff. On the personal side of Guild Wars. I was
no longer playing.
I deleted my account.
What?
I sold everything. I just dropped it all.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, but side question too. Do you think there are people in the Guild Wars 2 world? You know how you get the guy now who's like, I deleted my Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook.
I deleted. Do you think there are people like, I met him. Guild Wars 2 account?
Oh, I met him. Yeah. So in the original
Guild Wars. Do they always come back?
Well, I don't know. In the original Guild Wars, I was hanging out in one of the towns.
It's too political. I can't hang out there.
There's so many people. I was hanging out in this one zone getting ready for a mission. And this guy's like, hey, I'm never on this game anymore. Who wants my stuff? And they just had gear and equipment and consumables.
And you just give it to somebody?
And he just gave it. I was like, I'll take whatever you want to give. And he just sends me. But he's like, hey, enjoy. Hope you have a good time. I'm not playing this anymore. Bye. And it was towards the tail end of its life cycle. So he knew. And he had stuff that I had never seen from like the beginning
this
of the game.
This was Guild Wars 1?
That was the first game. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. I've never seen that. That was the only one time. But I imagine there are people like that that are like, oh, but I have had people buy me stuff in the game. There was a time where I met up with this one guild and we were talking about these special runes that you can put on this one armor for this one class. And I was like, oh, okay. And I looked, it was before I was putting money, like actual real world money in the game. And they're like, I was like, oh, that's a little pricey, but something to work for. Like maybe I'll start saving some money to buy it. In the real world money, it was probably like 90 cents. But in game money, it was probably the equivalent of like a lot of grinding hours to get gold. And the next day, he just sent me an in-game email with the runes that I need. And he's like, hey, hope you enjoy it. Here you go.
Wow.
It's like and then told me what to do with them and everything. I was like, thanks. He's like,
well, two philanthropists.
Yeah. That's actually happened twice. Someone else is, I was asking questions about a particular armor set and then someone just sent me the armor set. They're like, here, I think this will improve your gameplay. Have a great time. Yeah. Stuff like
people
that
are super cool.
And because it's, you know, it really is cheap. And so if you have the money or if you play a lot, that means nothing. And then to have that opportunity to bless somebody that clearly enjoys the game, because it did. Both of those things greatly improved my game. Oh, yeah. Well, they made a big difference.
They must have known, so that's why they're...
Yeah, they're like, this is a good move.
So your personal... I'm sorry. No more interrupting.
I was staring at this. So I log in every night, right? Mm-hmm. And one night, I was looking at the loading screen that just sits there. There's like a pre-splash window as the game loads. And I was like, oh, languages. Oh, what happens when I change the language? And I pulled down the menu. I'm like, okay, that's French. DE is German. Yes. Oh, that's Espanol, Spanish. And I'm like, Espanol. I'll click that just to see what happens. The window closes. It relaunches. Everything's in Spanish.
Uh-oh.
And this weird thing happened in my main where I didn't say, uh-oh. I know the loading screen so well. I knew everything. Just it was like playing a word jumble where I'm like, oh, okay, I know what that is. So I click it, load it up, and the game is largely still in English. The characters still speak English. But all the interface of the game, including item inventory information, is all in Spanish. All in Spanish. So, and my literacy of the symbols and the layout is so high that I can function in the game in Spanish. And I am going to learn Spanish through Guild Wars. It already, I'm like, just by putting it in context, I'm like, oh, I know what that word is. I know what that word is. And there are enough made-up words that the made-up words make it through that I can anchor it. And so much of Spanish looks like English that, you know, there's like 2,000 words that we share with just different pronunciation.
You will now be on a quest for the ancient stone of Rosetta.
Yeah, exactly. So I was thinking about trying to do...
What is Griffin in Espanol?
I don't know. There was been one time where I'm like...
Oh, it's El Griffin.
El Griffino. There was one moment where I was like, I'm not confident what that is. And then I had to switch over and do a wiki search just to make sure, because I didn't want to let something go because I didn't know what it was. And I'm like, oh no, okay, I was right. That wasn't... Not something I needed. So I'm going to continue to play in Spanish. And it's been a great experiment.
What if 8 months from now you're doing this entire show in Spanish?
That would be amazing.
Technically you would probably be mispronouncing a lot of words.
Yeah, because it's not talking to me, but it is giving me a lot of reading familiarity, which is really nice. Because I've listened to Spanish radio before, and that's very difficult because there's nothing to hang on to. Yeah, exactly. And it goes so fast. So we'll see.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, thank you. I also never taken Spanish. That's also important to know.
I knew that part. Oh, but our listeners didn't.
you forgot we had microphones here.
I do sometimes. So you're committing.
Yeah.
to only playing this game? Is there like a deadline for you?
No, I just, because I think to learn a language, that's the way you have to do it, right? You have to
immersion.
You have to immerse. You have to solve the problem of learning the word.
Technically, we should both be 30 years younger, but.
No, actually, I mean, yeah, if you're a little kid, right? But yeah. Even at this age, it's better than in high school. Like at this point, yeah. I know, like I've often felt like if I was your son and had the time to play a keyboard, or if I had a keyboard in my house, I know enough about myself of what my strengths are. As a kid, I was told you're not going to be very good at music and you're not good at other languages because you're not very good at English. And that might have been true because my handwriting was terrible. I might have been dyslexic where spelling was very difficult for me. But now as a grown-up, I know I'm very good at language. Yeah. I enjoy writing. I enjoy the craft of words, the play of words. I like playing Scrabble. I like rhyming. Those things come naturally to me. My dad. So the sad story, I tell this before, I don't know if I've shared this on the story, but I remember coming to my dad and I had this idea for a language where every letter in the alphabet was going to be another letter. So an S was actually an A and it sounded like a B. And so it was going to be this scrambled up language. And I took it to my dad. I'm like, hey, will you help me with this? Because you're always telling me that I'm not great at this. So will you help me? And he said, no, you're not good enough at English. You can't do that. Crushed.
Master English first.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like 10. Now I'm like, I'm looking at the word of Spanish and I'm like, I think I can figure out what that is just by decoding it with my
own. And when you did that, did your dad call you and go, you're not? Like not even, he didn't even need context. He just felt it like a disturbance.
Yeah. He's like, my son is trying to learn Spanish again. Listen, until you can write an English paper.
Right.
It's not like he was an English major or something.
Yeah, that's right. It's so funny.
It's so sad. Oh, gosh.
He's just meant to make an artist. Yeah. That's what those parents do. I often wonder, because it's funny, my kids, I know that they know, like literally tonight, we got done with dinner, and so we had about 45 minutes before you were coming over to the podcast. So my wife announces, we have about an hour before Dad has to go do a podcast, so let's cuddle and watch a show, right? Mm-hmm. So we sit down, we're watching Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt, because my kids like that show. And my 9-year-old son lays down on the couch, puts his head on my shoulder, and he rubs my chest and just says, I love you, Dad. And he does a little,
like your wife.
But I literally spent today telling him to stop being an effing moron.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get frustrated. They're doing
because they know that the love is still there.
Yes, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm wondering, I've talked about it, I'm dipping into my other podcast here, but I've talked about it with multiple, like, child development specialists and everything, and it's secure attachment. It's the same thing. Like, my mom did not have secure attachment, so that's why when she says something simple that was probably a joke to her when she took me out to lunch for my birthday, like, how old are you now? And it all of a sudden, it's like, oh, it hits.
Yeah.
But my dad could tell me, you had two other brothers and a sister before you, and your mother didn't want me to tell you this. But they also touched my stereo, and I killed them, and I buried them in my backyard. That's a funny story I share with strangers.
Yeah, yeah. But I also think, because I've noticed my kids do that, I think those moments after being rode so hard are also a way of checking on the secure attachment.
To say, I love you, Dad.
Can
I push you away?
To be like, that's their way of saying, like, are we okay?
Right? They say I love you?
Yeah, they're saying I love you. Like, if you go... Yeah, but you know what? Or just are cold or whatever, or maybe they don't know what they're expecting. But it's a way of saying, all right, because my kids will actually call it out. You happy now? Or if one of them's in trouble, the other one is like, hey.
Maybe I don't know. I'm gonna have to pay attention. Mine is always it's funny to me in that they just seem like I think it's what you said the first time. I think it's and I'm not saying that it's different with yours. I don't think it's them checking in per se. I think it's that they know it's what I want it to be. It's that they know that I love them.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm doing this. I even say it sometimes when I'm yelling at them. I go, I hope you understand that I think that you are great children.
Like,
I love you a lot.
What's happening?
And it's only because I know you're better than this that I am so frustrated.
Now, often your kids will get into the wrong thing. And in today's news, another thing came up that I think two things are getting in together that shouldn't.
Uh-oh.
Which is...
Did you get your peanut butter in my chocolate?
No, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter.
Son of a...
We should go tell Noah. It's raining. We'll tell him later. See, we can reuse old 80s commercials and millennials will think it's the best. That was an episode.
He's talking about the guy who built the ark.
No, that's not from the 80s.
Yes, he is. Kevin does biblical references on the show all the time.
So Xbox announced that it has an interface available with Cortana, Amazon Alexa, your Alexa, delete everything, and Google. Okay, Google, delete Alexa, just in case they're listening right now. Cortana, delete hard drive. I really hope you're playing this on a loudspeaker.
Oh, it's so funny.
So they've announced that
I never get tired of
that Xbox is going
this
to have integration.
Technology. I know. But you can literally have a conversation with this thing, and it'll search the internet for you, and it's a little hockey puck that sits on your table. Yeah. But all you have to do is say its name while listening to a show, and it crashes.
Alexa, tell me a knock-knock joke. You're welcome. She'll take care of it from there.
Alexa, call my mom.
If you're in the middle, if you're using an Alexa, because we got a show so my aunt and uncle can FaceTime with us, essentially.
Alexa, pause.
And you talk about Alexa while you're using the Alexa, she freaks the hell out. Anyway.
That Alexa, she's a needy bitch.
So Xbox has decided they need to get in that. So now you can have your Kinect, which has a microphone and a camera on you.
Somebody's name is Amazon Echo in the chat room, and it says calling.
Nice work.
That's funny. Well played.
So that's hilarious. That's really chilling, actually. So you can have your Kinect, which is staring at you on your Xbox One, and also your Google Home or your Alexa or your Cortana IBM compatible machine, all listening to you, and they're all supposed to like integrate and give you game tips and all this kind of stuff. So they'll announce more of that at E3. I think it's unnecessary.
Do you think Watson is banging all those chicks?
Yeah. They're all in the cloud together. Like in Her.
Yeah.
Remember Her?
Yes.
So the other piece of news that I want to hit before we go, are we recording? Yeah. Oh, thank God.
What if Alexa stopped that?
No! Alexa, turn off Zoom.
I know this isn't as funny to everyone else, but it really is humorous.
It is. For the one person that it's working on, my name's Alexa.
Oh, that's funny.
So the Apple had their trade show today where they released the iOS 12. Did you watch any of this?
No.
Okay. So whatever, blah, 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 new technology. Don't not buy an iPhone. We have a bunch of technology that's been around for 4 years. But one of the things that they announced was this augmented reality, and they're leaning into their Lego mobile app. In which they showed, you didn't see any of this? It's going to blow your damn mind. So they're sitting in there with their iPads, and they built a Lego city, like a little, just a building. And then they hold up their iPads to it, and then, because it's augmented reality and visual identification, it goes, oh, I know what that is. And then it goes, and builds a city around it. So not just the building, it goes, and then in augmented reality, like Pokemon Go, you're looking through it, and you see wherever you move the camera, you can see around. And then in the digital buildings, you can zoom in, go into the building and look in, see what the people are doing. Then there's missions and quests. You can drop vehicles down. In the demo, somebody started a fire, and then they had to like rescue clowns from the top of the thing with a helicopter.
Clowns started a fire.
Yeah, they did. And then a fire truck, and someone had to put out the fire on their building and stuff. And then, you know, it can all be packed up and put away. So it looks really cool. And then, so it's like Toys to Life gaming, right? Where you go out and buy the Lego set as a way to play with it. Play-Doh has a game like this where you make Play-Doh figures and then you can put it in this like side scroller game. But the reason why I'm excited for that. Who doesn't want to play a Lego augmented reality game? That'll be a lot of fun. But what for me, for longtime listeners, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this before. I own every Skylander.
Oh.
Have I mentioned
all of them?
I own every Skylander.
I don't think it's come up.
Well,
I'm glad
let me
you're
tell you.
It now.
There are as many original Pokemon there are. I have more Skylanders.
You have caught them all.
I have indeed caught them all, and I have all of them. And now we've started collecting some variants. We have an entire collection
like
of
Trap
minis.
Force. You have all.
We have everybody.
You
Trap
have
Team and yes, okay. Or Swap Force, which you combined.
Right. And the Giants. You have
I
the
have
Giants.
All the Giants.
All the Giants. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Imaginators.
I believe you, I guess.
Okay, great. So they announced they have it in a new game in a couple of years, and they've announced that probably the next, you know, this is tethered to Spyro coming out this year, the Reignited thing, and there's more Spyro or Skylanders Academy coming out on Netflix, but the next game is a mobile game. And I often wonder, like, what are they going to do? And so my new hope is that it's augmented reality Skylanders.
You scan your Skylanders.
So
you can,
they have new Skylanders, sure, and then your old Skylanders, I can just put on a table and it goes, now I will play as that guy.
That's
so
fun.
So it reduces costs because you're no longer building a high-end console game, no distribution through discs and all that stuff. It allows them to use their entire catalog of already existing toys. My fear is, as a Skylander fan with literally hundreds of dollars of Skylander sitting on a shelf, is that at some point...
Do you have them all?
I have all of them.
Okay.
They've always been backwards compatible. Every game has always let you use the older characters. And if they... Maybe they took a little break so that they can be like, okay, that was Generation 1.
No.
Now we're on Generation 2.
No, they wouldn't do that.
You don't think so?
Not to you, Kevin.
Oh, thank you.
I consider you to be their most loyal fan. And I think Bob himself is listening to the show. I've said it before, and he's got his lackeys that make all the toys for him.
Mm-hmm. Like, are you sure you're not thinking of Santa?
I think that Bob wanted to be Santa when he grew up, and that's why he made this game company.
That's true.
I think that's what it is.
I don't know what Toys for Bob
and
means.
I think this is his favorite podcast, and I think that the reason he went on such a tirade to make so many Skylanders is because he wanted the show to come back. And then the show came back, and now he's not making them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's.
But he loves you so much because you have put most, if not all, of his children through college.
Just me personally.
Yeah. So it has to be back because there's no reason for it to not. Because if you are right, here's the thing. Look, if you are right about the augmented reality thing, it makes it cooler that you could do that. And I don't think it costs them a ton of money because the augmented reality scanning thing is already built into it.
Yeah.
It's just about adding the inventory.
Yeah, which you would do through download anyway. Oh, okay, let me grab that guy.
Do you know the exact number of how many Skylanders there are?
I not offhand, which I've been meaning to add them up.
Because here's the thing,
too. Like, unique characters. And
well, that's what I'm saying is that, sure, maybe, so you got the Giants and you got the originals, right? And maybe you can't have the vehicles or whatever, but if you scan the vehicle and
it's... The vehicles, it's not hard.
Grunt in the vehicle or whatever.
When I say I have all the Skylanders, I mean I have one of every playable character. Now, to have no one on Earth... owned, I don't even think Toys for Bob at this point has every Skylander that's ever been made because they have unique prints and variants. They have like a crystal version of one.
Oh, I see.
They have a frock version of one. Sometimes there's mild variant, like a holiday version of one. I mean, there's literally, if you wanted to pour the money into it, there's legendaries and whatever.
Well, then there's the one you could only get at E3. Remember that?
Yeah, stuff like that. So maybe on some shelf at Toys for Bob, they have one of every single edition that they've ever made. I doubt it. I don't know. Why?
But so my point is that if you could scan a variation of a character,
like a core one,
like if Gilgrunt, whatever, because I feel like there's these core groups and they kind of reappear.
Yeah.
So if it's a variation of Gilgrunt, you get Gilgrunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I would think.
That's still easy to do, and I think it makes an old school fan like you just as happy.
It makes me really excited to get the game because it adds more value to something I've already got.
Yep.
My other thought, the other problem with Toys for Life gaming is that the shelf space became limited. At this point, after 2 years, there's definitely people who have gotten who've liquidated their collection or have destroyed it or thrown away, or like your kids are like, whatever. They're about 2 years away from a garage sale, going away like Buzz and Woody, and it's going to be super sad. so the augmented reality has traditionally been cards. You know, the Leapfrog's got it. Yeah, the PS Vita had the augmented reality cards. So I want and Skylanders lends itself well to a Pokemon style card game as well. So I wondered if they do augmented reality, will they go that direction? Will they stay with their toys? I'm loaded with questions that are not going to be answered at E3.
The PS Vita didn't really go anywhere with the augmented reality. No. I think the Nintendo DS did.
I think to say that the PS Vita didn't go anywhere is fair because Sony, I mean, you talk to any fan, they'll say Sony didn't offer the support, which I don't know if that's entirely fair because there's a deep catalog of games on there, but with a little more oomph behind it, like more integration with your PS4, more cross-play titles, something more pushing more developers to support it. There just was never like a bunch of reasons to go and get your Vita.
They play to the mainstream. They play to the idea of like, I'm a person in my 20s or 30s and I like to play games, and so therefore I have a PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And then there's some titles on there for that 30-something year old like you and I that has kids.
I bet you
that's kind of what they're doing. And the Vita, here's the thing. For the cost, I'm just now realizing this. For the cost of the Vita, you could buy one of those cases with a screen in it and travel. It doesn't let you set it up on a plane or on a train or an automobile even. but it gives you the ability to travel and play the game
on
the road.
It's a better gaming system than the it's a great little system. It's a great little system. My last thought on augmented reality and gaming is actually going back to Lego. To your point, I think they will release Lego Dimensions 2. I think it's a matter of time.
Oh boy.
I think it will be Disney. And I do not believe it will be backwards compatible. That is my political stance on the issue. Ooh. Lego has all but said, yeah, we're doing it. Like, they've had people in the room going, well, they're one of our partners and there's a lot of potential there. So, you know, it would be
so
cool.
So now they got Star Wars and Marvel. So everything you had for the Disney Infinity is now done through Lego Dimensions.
So I don't think that will be announced this year either, but if it does happen, I don't believe that will be cross. I don't think you'll be able to use Lego Dimensions 1 characters because they live in such different worlds. And I don't think Disney is going to be down with letting you take Iron Man and fight Batman. I think they're going to be like, no, we can create our own ecosystem of Star Wars, Pixar, I mean, all the Disney Infinity stuff.
That's going to be a shame because that's kind of where Lego's strength is the ability for that crossover.
But it would still be the crossover. It would just be the crossover on the Disney side of the fence.
That's what I mean. Yeah. But I think everybody wants that. Like, I think the appeal of having like Harry Potter and Back to the Future and Batman.
And those are such disjointed franchises that Warner was like, let's bring these together under one house. But, you know, I mean, crossover is becoming a thing. How many memes do you see for Wreck-It Ralph 2 of Vanellope von Schweet in a princess room with all the Disney princesses? Like, meta. I don't like trailers, and that has been spoiled for me because it must be in some trailer, and I can't escape that meme. People are stoked for the idea of all the princesses coming together. Stoked for it.
Oh, it's going to be a bitch fest.
I don't think it's a core element of the movie. I think it's just a gag.
I think you're wrong. I think it's also going to be the first animated movie with augmented reality.
Why is that not a thing?
Hey, don't forget to tune in Kevin's Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller Tuesday nights. Is that correct?
I'm taking a little hiatus.
Uh-oh.
But yes. There.
What happened?
There are too many tacos.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
What's going on?
I'm okay. The technical difficulties of my Twitch stream have become so distracting that I have got to solve them.
But what
before
does that
I move
mean
forward.
About you personally? Like, I'm worried about you. Are you like,
I'm
are
okay.
you in a good space?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, I'm all right. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a little hiatus. So if you're tracking me at all, you know, we built a new PC a couple weeks ago. I had to not use the Noctua fan that I got. Did not come with an AM4 brace for the motherboard, so I had to mail away for that.
Why do I feel like these are young female names on Kashyyyk?
Once that arrives from somewhere in the Netherlands, then I'll be able to install the upgraded fan, and I'll feel more comfortable of pressing my system to use the processor at dangerous speeds.
Ironic to me that you're getting a fan from the Netherlands.
Why?
Because I don't think they need to be cooling things.
Oh, fair enough.
Right?
Maybe that's why they're really good at building it. When I get it, I'm going to show it. I have it. I should show you a picture of it. It you know, insides of a computer, what colors do you think of?
Green, black, red.
Yeah, red. A lot of reds and blues. Yeah. Black. This is tan and brown.
Mm. Keeping it nude.
Yeah.
Getting a little naked.
So in the
underneath.
Middle there, there's like this beige ball.
Yeah. Look at that.
I don't understand why.
I see your graphics card naked.
It's my fan.
We're not
going to
know if it's wearing underwear or not.
Hey, make sure you download.
I don't care how many polygons are up in that skirt.
Make sure you download Find a Spot from, it's available on Android and Apple. You can get it right now. Find where your friends are, find where you are, and find a space in between where you can meet user Yelp reviews. Download it now.
Also, bit.ly/Gamerland Discord if you want to listen live.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. And then, I know I did this bit already once.
Oh, that's a scary
but this is, guys, we really have to do something. There are hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of PlayStation analog sticks that have had the getting choked up.
It's okay, brother. We believe in you.
They've had the rubber eroded from them. And it's just, it's hard. It's hard to see it happen, to see these little plastic nubs, some of them chewed and mauled by dogs.
And they're just left there.
Yeah.
They're just sitting on their shelf, eroded, as if that's the life they would choose for themselves.
Imagine said PlayStation, like a DualShock 4 controller looking at you.
Yeah.
And a housefly landing on one of the sticks like it's its eyelid.
And that's
blinking,
just normal.
And it's just sitting there, and it's so dead inside.
And it's in black and white.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't blink to move it because it can't, because it lacks the rubber eyelids of ergonomic comfort.
Yeah.
Imagine how many frags you've missed because you... You slipped. Your thumb slipped because you're sweaty in a moment of thought, triumph. But the triumph slipped away.
Like the insult comic dog.
Right. Which one of those buttons do you press for your mom to come pick you up? It's my favorite line.
What's the action item, Justin?
What we're asking, and I'm sorry, I'm going to lump you in with me on this, Kevin, is we're just asking for you to give us $10,000. So that we, if you give us $10,000, just based on the amount of time it takes for me to change said analog stick, we could, that $10,000 will provide 200 analog sticks.
Oh.
Yeah.
And who's getting these analog sticks?
And that only works for 100 controllers because it's two sticks per controller. Yeah. I should make that clear.
No, that's good. That was clear.
I think I have to for our 501c license on that.
Everyone knows that there are two analog sticks on one controller.
Right.
Unless you're using the Pokeball from the new Pokeball peripheral.
Do those have a rubber grip on them?
I'll know at E3.
Oh. We might need $15,000 just to get that going. So,
how can they get us their money?
Go to paypal.com/fundthiscrap.
Or the Kevin Miller.
And if you do that, what will happen is, like I've said before, I will sign the inside of your controller and I will send it back to you. Just like that.
You have to disassemble it just to know.
Yeah.
But hey, thanks for listening to the show.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.